You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hadassah and Arava. Actually, these four species represents the circumstances in life, such as Etrog is the time that everybody comes and says, Mazal Tov. Lulav is the time that says, Bezrat Hashem. Hadas, Hashem Yerachem. Arava, Ana Hashem Oshiana. So these are the circumstances in life that we go through. We have the etrog timing, mehudar, everything is fine, everything is glowing, and bank account is full. And then you get the time after lulav. It's not as promising. And then hadas, Hashem Yerachem. Arava, nothing to talk about. So now what we do, we tie the three timing together, and then the etrog should be staying aside. Why? Because the task of etrog here, the good timing here is, you have to energize this three timing. You have to remember this good timing. Unfortunately, what happens to us, we only record the timing that, unfortunately, was not so pleasant. And you keep reminding yourself and renew it. But here we learn, no, that's not how it works. You have to preserve the etrog time. Put it in a silver box. And then, anytime that maybe something goes wrong, bring the etrog. Baruch Hashem, you know, I have such a blessing. I'm blessed. You know, it's very interesting. When people, they go out and Bezat Hashem to get married. Ken Yirbu.
Amen.
It's very interesting that when they save their name of their husband or wife, then it says deer or Duvash or something like that. Yeah. So after a few months, then the Duvash is taken off. And then after a year, there is no name. What happened? What happened? You see, unfortunately, we let it to good timing to wear out, to be deleted. But that's not the way that you have to go through life. It's the other way around, actually. You have to give such a force to the etrog timing that, you know, the lulav and the hadas and arava timing, when it comes, you even don't notice it. You don't notice it. And that's what the workshop we went through. It's an etrog life. You have to be happy. You have to enjoy this life. Mm-hmm. And you have to serve the Hashem with simcha.
Amen.
And all of this timing that we just practicing to get ready for Moshiach Tzidkenu, very, very, very soon, within a week or two, it's going to be gone. Even don't remember it anymore. And just the training that we had to go through to get ready to our gain such a better emunah, that when Moshiach Tzidkenu will reveal himself, we see strong people, chazak people, ma'amin people,
amen,
smiling people.
Amen.
Hashem Yizakenu v'shana, maleh semachot, gezorot tovot, and biyat kol tzedek. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.